Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. The 47th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King's death on yesterday, and joining us today, the 11th president of Morehouse College, President John Wilson, and the senior pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church, Dr. King's home church, Reverend Raphael Warnock. You're not a doctor, are you?
I'm Reverend Doctor, but that's quite all right.
He is a doctor.
He is a doctor.
Call me for dinner. Doesn't matter what you call me.
Oh, gentlemen, how are you today?
We're both well.
Good, 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 good. So let's talk about perfect time to talk about the chapel that is named after Dr. King on the campus of Morehouse College, the 47th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King's death. And the chapel name for him is Always Trying to Keep the Dream Alive, correct?
That is true. It's been the distinguished gathering place for the last 37 years, the largest religious edifice named for our most illustrious alumnus, Dr. King, and the largest classroom. It's a very special place for this institution and for this city and state and country. And I need to say I'm very proud to be to have on the air with us Reverend Warnock, mm-hmm. because he not only cut his teeth in that chapel, but he's been back many times, and we're going to have him back as our baccalaureate speaker on May 16th of this year. That is the day before our graduation, and that is a big platform for us, and we're honored to have Reverend Warnock be with us in the King Chapel on that day.
Absolutely, Dr. Reverend Warnock, Reverend Doctor, let me get it right, Reverend Dr. Warnock. talk about your experience as a chapel assistant when you were there.
Well, let me say that I am deeply honored that our president, Dr. Wilson, has asked me to come and offer the sermon at baccalaureate. That's the highest honor. I spoke earlier this week at Duke University Chapel. I've preached at a lot of places, but there's nothing more special than being asked by your alma mater and being invited to the Martin Luther King Jr. International Chapel. Mm-hmm. It indeed is a storied and legendary place. I'll tell you, I graduated from Morehouse in 1991, but of all the memories that I have on the campus of Morehouse, many of those memories really are in the chapel. It is in the Martin Luther King Jr. International Chapel that I heard the great voices of our nation, the voices that ring in the public square, that call us all to think about the meaning of justice, the meaning of our lives together as Americans, as people of African descent. It's in the chapel that I heard the preachers and the leaders who would inspire me even as I began my own trek, which would lead to Dr. King's pulpit.
It's awesome. And by the way, we watch you on television every week. My mom and I, we love you.
Thank you. Gotta
say that. So, in you know, I've attended so many different kinds of events in the ML King Chapel. It has just been amazing that the diversity of the events that you bring there.
Yeah, it's again, it is the place on this campus, and Reverend Warnock has gotten it right. I mean, the people who have stood up in that chapel include Nelson Mandela, F.W. de Klerk, in fact, came to the chapel to offer his apology for apartheid, to Nelson Mandela and everyone else. Reverend Al Sharpton has been there, Bishop Desmond Tutu,
yes,
people like Cornel West, Joshua Nkomo, Michael Beckwith, just a lineup of the luminaries and superstars in the country and in the world have been there.
What's so beautiful about that chapter, the chapel, is that you have like 190 portraits of all these visionaries.
Yeah, there is the wall and hall of honor, 190 portraits of a number of the most important voices in this country and in this world. And it is time now to restore the chapel. I want to make sure, Tawanda, that all of the listeners go to RestoreKingChapel.com. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a day of giving on Wednesday, April 8th, and we're asking everyone to log on either then or before then or after then to give a gift. Our challenge is to raise another $3 million. It's an $8 million project. Mm-hmm. We've gotten five in with the help from our good friends at Woodruff, and we're looking to the community to raise another $3 million so that we can kind of close up the chapel just after Reverend Warnock speaks in May and overhaul it over the summer and open it back up in time for our students to return in August, late August. So that's the nature of this project, and that's why we wanted to be with you on the air on KISS 104 to let a whole lot of people know, invite you all to join us in restoring the chapel.
Absolutely. Now tell us how we can do that.
Well, I was just, you know, as President Wilson was speaking, I was just reminiscing on my days at Morehouse and in the chapel, and I certainly hope your listeners will go to RestoreKingChapel.com. Is it .com or .org?
.com.
Yep. That your listeners will go to RestoreKingChapel.com and make a contribution. Whether you are an alumnus of Morehouse or not, know that the King Chapel is a treasure for all of us. It's really a national treasure. We are at a moment in our nation's history in which black men, young black men, are under assault both physically and in terms of their psyche. And every time I walked past the statue of Dr. King as a student, I cannot overstate just the impact that that had on my sense of consciousness as a young black man growing up in America, and the deep sense of responsibility that it laid on me as I thought about what kind of contribution I would make to the world. And so every week, and I can't think of many other places where this happens, every week 2,000 young black men gather in the same place to be both instructed and inspired, to be called to remember the way that we have come over a way that with tears has been watered, and also to consider the way forward. Mm-hmm. And so this is a contribution not just to Morehouse. It's a contribution to our entire community. It's an investment in our future. They're sitting in that chapel every week, are young people who are going to make the kind of impact that our most distinguished alumnus is celebrated for, Dr. King. They may not make his impact, but our future doctors and lawyers, people who have a sense of acumen in their various fields of endeavor, coupled with a kind of ethical and moral commitment. That's what we need, real leadership.
Yes.
Right now, and the King Chapel is doing it better than any place I know every week.
Yeah. I just want to add to that, Tawanda, that those are sweet memories and sweet words from Reverend Warnock. You know, and as president now of Morehouse, it's my job, it's my mandate to preserve this chapel. You know, in classrooms around campus, our students learn how to do well in the world. When they come to King Chapel, it's all about doing good in the world, to make a positive a difference beyond your within and beyond your profession. And we're especially hopeful that your listeners, Tawanda, will tune in. We know that most of them are in and around Atlanta, but I think it will be helpful for them to know that this is a community place. Evelyn Lowry's funeral was held in King Chapel.
Yes.
Maynard Jackson's viewing and memorial were held in King Chapel. Mandela was memorialized in King Chapel. And when the Michael Brown incident happened, our students gathered in King Chapel to figure out what to what to do. And what they did ended up being on the front of the Atlanta Journal and Constitution. Mm-hmm. So this is the place where change is meditated upon, and where action plans are made, and where doing good in the world begins for a lot of Morehouse students.
All right. There are a lot of initiatives going on. They can go to your website and see more information about the chapel, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. The Morehouse website or RestoreKingChapel.com.
RestoreKingChapel.com. You can make a donation there. Are you going to do a on-site donation at some point?
Yes. On April 8th, it's a day of giving. Many people will come to the campus at that point. We're doing some community outreach, and many people will do it online at RestoreKingChapel.com. So we want to surge on that day, but giving should happen starting now and well beyond April 8th as well.
All right. We're looking forward to it. And certainly the restructuring is going to be a beautiful thing.
Yes, it's going to be a beautiful chapel. That's for sure.
Tawanda, I'm going to raise an offering at Ebenezer Church on a Sunday morning. And dedicate that contribution to this effort. And as a religious leader, as a faith leader, I would encourage my colleagues, many of us, we serve various churches, but the King Chapel is our ecumenical space. That's where all the faith traditions come together, and we're reminded that we are one. And so I would urge many of my colleagues to join me in this effort to support an important faith institution in our community that brings all of us together.
Absolutely.
You can go to. Thank you, Reverend Warnock. Thank you for that commitment.
Isn't that nice? RestoreKingChapel.com. April 8th is going to be the day of giving, and we want you to be a part of. If you missed anything, it will be on the KISS site. The 11th president of Morehouse College, Dr. John Wilson, and Reverend Dr. Raphael Warnock, pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.